The roundtable discussion took place in the Wilkin County Courthouse, and with a capacity crowd on hand, the governor heard many of the concerns area residents have regarding the diversion. For Wilkin and neighboring Richland County, the concerns come from a water containment area, which would hold back floodwaters and allow it to be managed through the river and a diversion channel. Breckenridge Mayor Cliff Barth kicked off the evening's comments by saying the diversion doesn't solve problems, it redirects them.
And the problem with it is they want to push water back on our two counties, which I don't think is right. We've got cemeteries, we've got farmland that has never been flooded, and yet they want to hold this water back. And you don't induce damages on other people when you build protection. And you don't build protection to help with development. You build protection to protect the citizens of your community.
Don Nelson farms near Comstock, Minnesota, and has been following the proceedings closely. Nelson's home is 4 miles from the Red River, but it is still one that would be directly impacted by the project. Nelson says a tieback levee for the diversion would run along the north side of his home and would require him to build a 9-foot levee to protect it from flooding. Nelson says there are a lot of people that will be making major sacrifices if the project goes through, and the city of Fargo will be giving up nothing.
But this project, like you've heard many times, is much more about enabling Fargo to develop into the floodplain on the south side than it is about flood protection for the existing city. And I truly believe that the currently proposed project is so corrupt and so immoral that I could not understand how anybody could be for it. Thanks for your time.
There's a lot of misinformation out there, obviously, and I think that fuels a lot of the emotion.
Cass County Administrator Keith Burnt.
The Minnesota DNR, I mean, they're looking at two alternatives, one which is the diversion as it's proposed, and one is a slight variation that moves it a little more than a mile north. So, I mean, those differences, the differences right now between the Minnesota DNR and the Diversion Authority are things that we can work out sitting at the table. So I think... It's unfortunate that there is so much misinformation that's floating around, I think calmer heads could prevail.
Governor Dayton says he wanted to gather information about the project and residents' concerns, but he also wanted to find out what the people want to see happen.
People want to be involved. I think they want to be listened to. I think they want the process to be more inclusive. I think they want to find an alternative way that protects the interests of Fargo and protects the citizens there, the businesses there, from kind of disastrous flooding that nobody wants, but it does not at the sacrifice of farmland in both Minnesota and North Dakota, turning this area into a regional sacrifice area for the downtown development of South Fargo is really not an acceptable trade.
Dayton will meet with Moorhead and Clay County officials today. His trip to the region will not include meetings with the City of Fargo or the Diversion Authority. For Prairie Public, I'm Todd McDonald.